If you've been out and about and noticed a group of ladies wearing bright red and purple hats, good. They wanted to be noticed. They're most likely members of the Red Hat Society. This Thursday, April 25th, the group will celebrate the day when, 15 years ago, five women got together just to have fun. It has since evolved into an international organization and will hold a convention this week in Atlanta, Georgia, with thousands expected to attend. I spoke with CEO Deborah Gronich and founder Sue Ellen Cooper from their HAT quarters in Fullerton, California. I asked Sue Ellen how she came up with what she calls a playgroup for women.
By accident, I was out shopping and I found this cool red hat in a thrift store and bought it for no reason at all. And a few months later, when it was my good friend's birthday, I decided to give her that hat and a copy of a famous poem about getting older and wearing red hat so she could hang them on her wall. And before I knew it, I'd given that same gift to about five women. And we decided to put on purple with our hats and go out to tea. And it snowballed like you would not believe from there. We really never looked for publicity. We did get a lot of attention. And before we knew it, we were sitting on top of something that had just grown up under us.
Well, so you just began to get a lot of attention locally in your town?
Originally, it was a magazine, and you would not believe how it exploded after that. Women just wanted to know how to be part of this, how we went about it. And it was so easy. It was hard for me to realize. It took a while for me to realize that they really needed more direction. I couldn't just tell them, get the clothes and go out. They needed it fleshed out for them. So I started trying to explain it. I started emailing back to people. I realized in a very short order that we had to get some structure here if this was going to keep going.
How did it evolve? I mean, from, you know, just a group of women into now, I mean, you have headquarters. I saw that,
right.
You know, their headquarters. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, and you have a CEO. I mean, that's.
Yeah, it's kind of this thing. We did everything backwards. We weren't starting out to be this sort of massive undertaking. I knew people who offered to help, it went until then we had to start charging the women for chapters so that we could hire some people to answer the phones. And it's just the kind of thing that never happens except for when it does, and we were one of those times.
As Sue Ellen had mentioned, that we had to, we call ourselves a disorganization for our members, but we here had to be organized to get everything out. So we have a staff of about 25 who are dedicated to living out the mission for our members. And we always like to say that we're serious about fun.
So how many chapters and members do you have now?
Well, we have on total paid members almost over 70,000 at this time, and we're in over 30 countries.
So all over the world, ladies are getting together in their red hats. And so the mission really is, I mean, just have fun.
It's about having fun and making connections. And that's why I always say I'm just so glad to be part of it, because this didn't spring full-blown from anybody's imagination. It evolved.
So it started with women over 50.
Right.
When did you start with the pink hats? When did younger women become a part of it as well?
Very early on, because I began getting emails from people saying, "You have so much fun. I don't understand why I can't be in it just because I'm 43 or, you know, whatever number." And some people did say we shouldn't let them. We should stick to only 50 and above. But it seemed to me, if this is about women in general, what better thing than to emphasize the things we all have in common across the generations and the cultures.
Well, right. And different generations can teach other generations.
So I said, all right, let's let them be in it, but let's make them wear paler versions of our colors until they're old enough to graduate, which is what we've come up with. You know, graduation is a big milestone when you turn 50 and you turn in your red your pink and lavender for red and purple. So
there's a social reason we're committed to Red Hat is we want to change the traditional notions of aging women.
I also spoke with Queen Cheryl Davis. She started the group, the Sassy Classy Hatters, about 2.5 years ago in Fort Smith. She agrees that being a Red Hat lady is all about having fun. Fun with women who share common interests. As we age, it becomes harder and harder to meet like-minded people. I asked her what the age 50 means for the group.
When you're becoming a mature, coming into your own, those are your golden years. Those are the times when you really want to have those friends, those really loved one and friends around. And you've got time. The kids are up and out of the way. You're not really raising children, or you just have time to do it. For me, that's what it was. I had time. My children were up and away. I love traveling. I wanted to get people together that liked doing the same type thing that I enjoy doing. So my group, travel, that's what we do. Now, other Red Hat groups, they do various things, but we travel.
So you started this group with that in mind, that you just wanted a group of friends to travel with you.
Exactly. I was wanting to travel, and every time I'd want to travel someplace, I thought, oh, it would be so good if I had a group of ladies to do this with me so that, you know, we could stay at different places. We got into the thing of renting vacation homes. So that really made it nice because we could go rent a vacation home, get just tour the city and do it in a group setting. We were safe because we were in a group. Of course, you always want to take everyone to notice you, so we always go out and have dinner in our red hats and our purple. So that's how we started ours, and we've continued to do it.
Where do you go?
We have gone to what's called on the Gulf Coast. They have a Cruising the Coast. There are all these antique cars, and they come to the Gulf Coast down to, at this time it was in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. So we went there. We rented a vacation home, and we went there to cruise the coast with them, and we were there for a week. So we do go different places. We're planning a trip now to Savannah, and most time we go by car. To us, it's more fun. We're leisurely. We have nothing but time. We don't have to be back by a certain time or be there. So we're a lot more leisurely.
How many women are in your group?
In my particular group, we've got approximately 7 right now. We'll probably be increasing it. But we normally get it so that we've got a good group. Most time, that's what it is. We want it to be a good fit for everybody.
Well, you could just get a group of friends together and just travel without being part of the Red Hat Society. Why be a member of this group? Why, you know, pay dues and be a member of the Red Hat Society?
Red Hat makes it more fun. They have a national, there's a local level. There are national events that they have, and it puts it on a much broader level. If you want to do something national, you can go out of the country. There are Red Hats all over. So they have events all over. If they have the conventions of various places. So we could get together and go to the convention.
Do you know of other groups in Fort Smith?
Yes, there are. There are. There are several different Red Hat groups that are local. We just recently had a fashion show, and we invited some of our Red Hat sisters from the area, and in fact, one of the ladies that we featured a lot of her fashions from the Purple Plume, she is the queen of a Red Hat group. So she participated in our show because she wanted to support our Red Hat group. There's also a cancer survivor group that's there. So there are several groups that are in and around the Fort Smith area.
Will you gals get together for Red Hat Society Day? I believe it's April 25th.
We plan on doing some type of lunch. We'll probably do something at Furs or one of the restaurants like that. We normally try to make it something that we all can come together in and participate in, something that's economical also. So we will get together and do a luncheon for that.
What is sassy classy? What does that mean for you?
For me, I had, when I was a lot younger, I used to do note cards. And my note cards always had hats on them. I had never, ever planned at that time to be a Red Hatter. But I would always make these note cards for people. And they were thank you notes that I would do. And I would always adorn them with feathers or glitter or rhinestones. And they were just, it was very, just really, you know, real embellished. And I named them Sassy Classy Notes. When I get my group together, I think I'm going to call it the Sassy Classy Hatters because we want to be just that. We're going to hold ourselves to a really high esteem.
Cheryl Davis is a queen from Fort Smith. I also spoke with Sue Ellen Cooper, founder of the Red Hat Society, and Deborah Granich, CEO of the organization. To join or for more information, visit redhatsociety.com.